do realize the that the scope of public health is huge. And that we requested last week. We got a notice of this invitation, consulted with the WHOP, and we also then suggested, proposed that let's go there. And I think it was an eye opener because there are things that come out of, there are things that came out of that meeting that we'll have to follow up. Let me explain this process, because we do have new members in the committee, who, my colleague from the IFP, who want to understand more about what's happening around here. Public Works happens to become to be the landlord for all other departments. So, and they are also responsible for helping them to give accommodation. That's why the infrastructure in terms of buildings, people who go to Public Works to assist them to get these things. Although some of the money lies with other departments. So those are the dynamics. In terms of appropriations is checking the spending patterns of departments, treasury included. In this case, Public Works, as you have seen in the report, has unspent on a whole range of issues. So these are the issues that we'll also deal with. If out of interest, maybe members should just go through this report of arts and culture as well. You'll realize that generally they've got a huge underspending, 407 million. But in most cases, also they are saying public works that, and the other. So those are the things that we'll get from time to time. But we'll have to, I think we're meeting with Public Works next week? Yeah, next week. To get into the strat plan and other matters, we'll have to engage all this. But the purpose of today, we were going to look into the reports and the adoptions thereof. I don't know whether you've distributed the other. Do you want me to? I'll finish it now. I don't know whether you. Your breakfast is only coming now.
Yeah.
Okay, it's fine. It's fine. Some of you are on diet. You won't have full lunch. What has happened, we've got a report. We, of course, Rue Natal, is it distributed already? The one that is not finalized is the one of our visit to the Northwest and the other entities, the National Department. Akona shows me that they are busy. You got the separate reports that we gave the last time, but we were trying to combine reports, and the approach is that we do the ones for the National Department and its entities. We do the Northwest Province report. We do the KwaZulu-Natal report. The one KwaZulu-Natal is finished. We want you to look into that at your own time, members, so that we can be able to see if we can adopt this report next week or whatever. The others will receive between now and Friday the other reports that are outstanding. But what is also, because my scanning of the report also is just factual information about what we did and who was there and so on. But what becomes very important are the recommendations that we're making at the end. I'm also drawing your attention to the last page 7 of that report, which tells us about outstanding issues that must come back to us. I won't go through them, but you'll recall that in most instances, we are saying outstanding issues must reach us by the 15th of August, and the others we have said by the end of August. So that's why I'm not panicking about timing, that we don't push to adopt these things before the end of the month, because we still have to get some of the other outstanding reports that we want. So I'm leaving these things for you to go through and just tabling this report. Some of the issues that we are tabling are the minutes of the previous meeting. We've got two sets of minutes here. The one is on the 11th of May. You'll recall that we had a meeting with the Auditor General. We also want to give you those minutes to go through. If there are any changes or corrections that you see, then you can speak directly to Akona or to me or the WHOP on this issue, so that by the time we come, we have captured all the corrections and other amendments, if any. The other report is what we're doing, our committee program. That was an easy one, which was the 18th of May. Maybe by the time we come to that meeting, we'll have another set of minutes. to update this, but we want to do this. Our preoccupation for next week was really to engage with the Department of Public Works on a whole range of outstanding issues, including some of the issues that came out today, some of the issues that we have picked up. So it would be much more empowering that we have all the reports of the oversight vessels by then, so that we are able to engage directly with the Department on most of the issues, including some of the issues, members, that you have raised in the previous meetings for us to follow up with them. My last thing arising from this one, I just want to check with you before I ask, and then I can give you a chance. I want us to be out of here as soon as possible. The issues that we have raised with correctional services. After the meeting, I sat with some of the administration to see how we can try and deal with this. I don't seem to be having the letters now. The letters? I have them. Oh, they are here. But we thought we should try and elicit the services of the CIDB and CBE to check into the Kimberley Prison question. In other words, they are the engineers, they've got the professional engineers, they've got this, that, and the other. To just make a proper assessment, let me tell you what the letter says. It's the same letter that goes to CBE and the CIDB. I haven't sent them yet, but I just wanted to check with you if maybe you agree with this approach. We read into the chief executives there and saying that after having gone ourselves on a joint visit with the correctional services, I'm not reading verbatim, I'm just giving the sense, decided commission an investigation on the subject matter above, which is an inquiry in the cost escalation in the construction of the new generation prison in Kimberley. The portfolio committee requests both CB and CIDB in their respective capacity to assist in conducting this investigation and to table a report before the committee on or before the 15th of November. The investigation would include detailed profiles of all the consultants that were involved in the projects, detailed profile of main contractor and subcontractors that worked on the project, tender adjudication process followed, including the profiles of the tender committee members, all the supported documents that were used as guidelines, tender documents, bill of quantities, blueprint, any additional information that would assist the portfolio committee. There's something missing here, but I'll just, because I think the bill of quantity should also deal with the conclusion of the project, that deals with the difference between what was tendered for in the first place and all the other things that were taken into account later, the adjusted prices and things like those, the adjustments that came and the variations that were requested. I think that we must just add the variations and what is just one matter there. But I just wanted to check the principle here, whether this is a matter that we should give the professionals to deal with, or is there any other way that we can deal with as well? Because it's our work, we're just trying to get some professionals. Members, I don't want to keep you here for long. I'm raising three matters. One is the last one. Two is the minutes and the reports and the process. And lastly, the issues of engagement with Public Works next week. Can I get a sponsor? I nearly said no responses. The meeting is, you know, I didn't say it. That is good.
I want to support the one of the CBE letters.
Mm.
I would start there, then the rest I will come later. Then.
Thank you very much. You know, you're just going to get one bite, not two bites, so you must finish everything now. Support this, and if there are any other issues, we say them, because we'll be running away from here. Not that I'm rushing to anywhere else, but I thought it would be unfair to keep you here until beyond 1 o'clock.
Thanks. Actually, even before you said that, I didn't know anything about the letters and what. It has always interested me the fact that even Public Works is using a lot of consultants, all these expensive people outside the scope of Public Works, and yet we have got CBE, we've got CIDB, we've got all these professional people. Why can't we utilize the very same? And then we've got Agrimo to check the all these things. It has really amazed me all along. And I've always asked the question as to how are they, the relationship between CIDB, CBE, and all that, in all these projects that are performed by public works, but you don't get the answer. You get a wishy-washy answer. That's my take.
Thank you. Anybody else? Going? Anybody else? Mama Gama?
Yeah, not Chair, thank you. I wholeheartedly support the issue of literature and the issue of the variations. These variations are costing the department a lot of money. Chair, I have just, when I spoke to a member of the standing committee on appropriations, it emerged that they might be looking at another investigation, Jefferson. Now, you will remember, for instance, the issue of Civitas. We were so impressed with Civitas. And we were told that Civitas cost about 500 million. Now, one of the issues, for instance, is Civitas apparently was initially supposed to have been built for about 385 million. It actually skyrocketed to almost a billion. And not 500 million, as you were told. I'm just saying, so this second tower, for instance, was built on a variation order and not a new. So I'm saying, and that it costs millions and millions. So I support but with special emphasis on these variations, because that's where things go terribly wrong. And more often than not, that's where the corruption and all the other things really, you know, take place. That's the one. The other, on the issue of the meeting with the department, Chair, we will be repeating the same things over and over and over unless we begin to zoom in, flag those issues specifically, of identify the issues and zoom in. You heard today, I was surprised to hear that the whole of South Africa, that's brand new. Now, Chair, it was only a couple, in fact, when we started raising this matter seriously, it was in this financial year. I'm surprised today when I hear that, you know, already, in their new spending patterns, the bias is towards Rehabisa South Africa. I'm saying again, you see, these things will hang in the air unless we begin to zoom in on them and say, but we want the specifics. We want the specifics with regard to these issues. Finally, Chair, the issues around EPWP, for instance, the incentive grant, we'll be repeating the same thing, unless we begin to say, look, as an example, these people, these capturers of yours, tell us in which municipality specifically they are located. You must give us a list of municipalities. There's those engineers, the technical assistants, they must tell us exactly which municipalities. And when are they going to the other municipalities who do not? So that we are able to track them down, Chair, on these issues and really, you know, push them in a particular direction. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Anybody else?
Yeah, sure, I'm not going to speak, but listening to Magama, you know, there is a lot of things that we can talk about that are specific. And just to mention one, I think when they come next week, the 30 and 10 million that is written off, you know, they didn't want to answer that question, and I'm just concerned, why didn't they answer the question? And we have to force them to come and give us a reason or the breakdown of all those things, because it's just totally unclear why they have such a money written off. But the EPWP also, you know, I have a concern since after this visit. There is a lot of things that we have to understand. I think if one can really, as Malgama is saying, zoom in on all some of the projects, some of the money will call it fruitless expenditure somewhere, somehow, especially with these incentives that is being paid. And no one knows for what purpose is it. Somewhere, somehow, if they must explain to us when do they pay and on what grounds do they pay. Not on a full-time equivalent. Full-time equivalent is not enough to me. What is enough to me is the project being completed. That's enough to say, here we are incentivizing you because you have completed this project. But the ID numbers and all those things, I don't know what do they say. I can write ID numbers from so many people and give it to them. And that's that. But the project is the thing that we want to see. Changing the lives of the people on the ground, that's the project. Thanks, sir.
Thank you very much. Go ahead,
The one thing that Doris raised, I'd like to support that this thing of engineers and professionals and skills is not clear. We asked the question in the previous meeting. But, I mean, the point here is that, indeed, we've got professional institutions, engineering councils. The black one was saying they are not fully utilized, they are marginalized, and the big thing is, why don't we use them here? Why should we pay consultancy fee if there are councils here, black engineers who are saying they are not used, students who are finishing, who are not saying they are not given intense apprenticeship? And I really want to support Doris and say, if there are councils for professionals like black engineers, let's use them. If we don't, who's going to use them? Then we'll turn around and say the shortages of skills. Skills seem to be there and we know about them, but we're not utilizing them to the benefit of the country. And remember, we spend a lot of money on this. These skills, government services, subsidizes heavily for faculty of engineering to be produced. And should we really let that go to waste? So I really support Doris. Doris, comrade, or CISO. I was just saving chairman's time.
Thank you very much, God Dennis. Doris, you know, when we invited the department for this, there were three issues that were raised. One, members, you said that you felt that you did not engage the annual report spread plan sufficiently. So that we left it open without zooming into specifics of what are the issues. And I want to leave it at that so that you don't get channeled only on that one. But the other issue was to say that there were specific outstanding issues that were raised before. Issues of vacancies, issues of all the issues that you've raised without the list you still have of outstanding issues. I think we might just send that back to members just to remind yourself of those issues. And the other matter in zooming into the issues, for instance, we will have, in this financial labor magama, they have started to run away after we have started to criticize them. About the Khabisa Tswane, they call it now inner city regeneration.
Yeah.
Okay, and it's got 1.3 billion in the budget. That's correct, Fidane, Ines? Just check that for us. So it's a matter where we've got to profile these issues. You see, you recall that one of the other issues that we have raised with them is the issue of the financial sustainability of the IDT. You see, that we said we'll meet with the IDT, but we also want to get from the department what they have done with Treasury on some of the issues that were raised, because the IDT said to us that by the 15th of November, if we don't do anything, then we are in trouble. Okay? They will be going. The one matter is generally about the EPWP. The issue of the system, web-based system versus the other system, has been a problem in municipalities. The data capturers, all these things, we raise them as specific issues amongst others, as we write to them again. I think it's important to go back to this underspending story, generally, so that we deal with the matter that you have raised, Bomasango, and other matters of fruitless expenditure that has happened. The issue of vacancies, so it's in the outstanding issues will go, and I think we must come back to legislation. What are they telling us in terms of legislation? What is their legislative program? So that we understand and tell them what we think, and so on. There are issues that, for instance, members, I must remind you that we said to you, give the IDT some work. Give specific municipalities that you want them to work on. So far, only three members have done that. It's myself, and work is continuing, Mamu Madlala and Babu Kaela. You have not taken up this offer. You see, one of the issues that I've picked up is that, for instance, in the municipal, one of the municipalities, because I've taken two, one of the municipalities, for instance, has not been qualifying for incentive grants. So the regional, the district council has been claiming on their behalf for whatever, to do certain projects in municipalities. You take the report that comes from national about the district, you give it to the municipality, they see those things for the first time. So it's a matter of how do you deal with this thing. But it's a process. We'll share this experience when we have time. But it's a matter where some of the issues need to be followed up, really. But if we don't actualize public works in either municipalities, rural areas, or whatever, just take a place and say, this is the place, let's see how it works. Then you start to see that either this thing can become meaningful, or as it stands now, it's meaningless to those communities. So I'm just raising those issues, but I think if there's nothing else, members, I must allow you to have your sandwiches. Let's still go and have lunch. I don't know what you bring to my attention, my dear.
The incentive program, 200 million, and the entire budget.
Okay, okay. All right. Or in the stress plan, she's just bringing some figures to my attention about inner city, or 200 million, the entire budget is 1.3, which includes Abu Dolomite, Department, Accessibility, Prestige. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. No, that's fine. No, thank you very much. Members? Ndivale? Ndivale, please.
My other concern is about this Libombo. Maybe if you can get make a visit there. There's a lot of money that is being spent there. Libombo, whatever. Border post. Yes, yeah. Maybe if we can give ourselves time to pay that a visit. And Libombo.
No, why don't we do this? Why don't we, what's your lenses? For the purpose of next week meeting, we engage the issues. Ne? And then in terms of planning our program going forward, because there is also recess now, there is this and the other, planning our program forward, we'll have to check when is the next phase and what we should do, and then we prioritize those matters. But the point is taken that Limbombo, which means we'll have to try and do it together with Home Affairs. Limbombo is a border post. So Home Affairs, you know that they've raised some of the issues with us before. We'll have to, amongst other prizes, Libombo. But please finish your points. I was just...
The other one is about the maybe it falls under defense. These the barracks, the houses that were used by the defense in the olden days. They're sitting there. Nobody. I think it's part of our responsibility to check what's going on, what's happening. Because I remember one we went to see in Limpopo. It's quite a number of houses. I don't know whether it's quite a number. It's sort of a village, but they only pay the security guards because they started to vandalize the houses. But they are sitting there. We've got a chronic shortage of houses, but we've got houses that are not utilized. Lastly, it's about the training of. This what do they say? But the training of municipalities, as you can see, most of the especially the rural municipalities, they've got zero. They have not I mean, it doesn't look good, the utilization of this EPWP infrastructure, though, especially the rural one, Mpumalanga, Northern Cape, Northwest, the Free State, is 0000 under all those municipalities. And I don't know, but there's something wrong, either with what was that department? The one for finance, the one that presented first, treasury. Something it doesn't tally. I don't know. I can't put a finger on, but I think if the municipalities, quite a number of them, are not performing, and somebody's sitting there with monies, folding the hands, there's something. There is a problem, somewhere. And actually, the other example I wanted to give. Did you see? We went to KZN. The provincial department is doing wonders. It's perfect. But the following day, we had a presentation by the local municipality. Mm. It was just chaos. Mm. I mean, to be honest with you, some of the projects that we visited were just not on. I mean, I'm being honest and upfront.
Okay. One last issue, sir. My concern again is, how do they determine that municipalities are rural? Because they were telling us about, I don't know, actually they said rural provinces instead of municipalities. How do they determine that provinces are rural? Because according to them, it was only KwaZulu-Natal and the Eastern Cape. Yes.
My view is that until we get commitment from public servants to really tackle issues of poverty truly, not just to do administration, then we're not winning. You see? Somebody will just say to you, yeah, we've got 10 billion over 10 years, but these people, if they don't claim, they must have proper business plans and blah, blah, blah. Development is not for sissies and so on. If that attitude prevails, then you're not going to get things on the ground. Let me welcome you as well. Welcome from your sick bed. Yeah. Then you want to say something?
Okay, now this will be a quick one.
Yeah.
Well, the one that those stories has raised, I know it is... Sorry?
No, continue. They are impressed that you say it's stories.
Yeah, economic words said you must say stories. If you say you wasting words. So, Chair, in military, there has been a big complaint that barracks are there, they are occupied, but our soldiers are complaining that they are not well maintained. They're actually in a very bad state. I would suggest we go and visit even where they are occupied, let alone that might be this one that those that our military, they just feel that is where we have the problem of whether they must unionize, because they don't think they are getting respect, whether respect from us as their community, the people that they should defend and whose security they must protect. So I suspect even there it should be the issue of the military saying public work thinking maintenance is done by military. But soldiers feel they are living under shambles, under very shameful conditions. So I suggest we go there also.
No, thank you very much. let me adjourn this meeting. The meeting is adjourned, but please take your sandwich water or eat them or whatever you do. It's up to you. African National Congress members, what is the situation? Are we meeting after the plenary or later in the evening? Can you just finalize that before we run away?
After plenary, Chair.
After plenary. Sorry, it looks like the plenary is ending at 3. Ending at 3, yeah.
Yeah.